friends. Welcome to episode 0 of Holla Chat. What you are about to hear is an excerpt of a longer conversation that had to be cut for time and relevance purposes, so we thought we'd post it as a teaser. Enjoy! And welcome to the very first episode of Holla Chat, an 80s fan cast by the folks who bring you the old Auntini blog. I'm Bobby.
I'm Rachel. And we're here.
We've arrived. We finally did it.
We've been talking about starting a podcast for 2 years.
Almost since we met. And started mm-hmm. doing things together. We've been talking about podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
For our history, we did meet on Reddit, mm-hmm. which was very cool. I think I DM'd you because you had talked about your zombie boys. The boys you would take to the zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
This was a pivotal moment for me. I see you, like, frowning. Like, I don't remember
I'm like, wait, did she? Is that what happened? Okay.
I know that I at least commented back, and I was like, this is so good. You're so smart. I love you so much.
I do remember having that conversation, because we were talking in the... It wasn't the warehouse, it was the tavern, because that was on the original 80s Reddit, right?
Mm-hmm. There's been some 80s Reddit drama
there
over
has
the years.
Been, which we, maybe someday we'll do an episode, but what if we didn't, actually?
Right now our hands are washed of the drama. I don't know that we want to step back in it.
No, we don't. I do remember that conversation, and I don't remember why I started talking about it, but I did. And I remember you coming back in and talking about, I think this was you, talking about the boys that you would take to, like, a back alley bar fight.
Oh, yeah. No, that was me. I think about it a lot.
And I remember thinking, wow, that's an oddly specific situation. Wow.
Well, I have to know which boys will protect my honor. Well, all of them, true. Probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For the record, my zombie apocalypse squad is Tuho, mm-hmm. who are now probably my best two boys. Mm-hmm. I have a bias line. Half of 80s is my bias because I do what I want. So,
mm-hmm.
I think I stand by that. I'm still a Tuho zombie apocalypse person.
I think maybe at the time I did say I would bring Jung-ho mm-hmm. to the apocalypse.
Yeah, I know you've walked that back.
I would not bring Jung-ho. Jung-ho cannot come with me. Mm-hmm. Three boys cannot come with me no matter what. Mm-hmm. Woo-young, Hong-joong, and Jung-ho.
So nobody in your bias line is allowed to come.
Right. That's my bias line. They can't come because I would spend the whole time trying to protect them. Mm-hmm. And I need someone to protect me in the zombie apocalypse. Mm-hmm. So they can't come.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually think I'm undecided. I think at one time I was bringing Topaz because I thought that Woo-young and Hong-joong together would distract me and protect me enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's accurate. So I don't know who's coming. Yoon-ho's coming, probably.
Yoon-ho is an excellent choice.
San's coming, probably. I want to say San.
See, I wouldn't pick San because I feel like he, you know, according to 80 lore, would be the very first to, like, sacrifice himself for us. And I don't need him to do that.
I need
someone who has a willingness to live.
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure mm-hmm. San has gone on record saying that if everybody else is a zombie, he's just going to give up and go. So
I've always discounted Woo-young because, you know, one of his main things is he can cook and I can also cook. So I don't mm-hmm. need that skill in my zombie apocalypse survival arsenal. I feel that Yoon-ho likes the finer things in life. Like, he's secretly a princess.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that means he would help me find the finer things for myself,
mm-hmm.
Which I do need and want. I, too, am a princess. So I think Yoon-ho has to come for sure. I don't know. I haven't thought enough about whether or not Yo-song would be a good fit. you know, Yosong, there's good to be had there, I think.
Yosong is so versatile, and I feel like this is the thing say about him. He can literally do anything, and here is why I have considered putting Yosong on my team, and that is because he is an excellent shot with a bow and arrow, and we all know that in the zombie apocalypse, firepower becomes, like, a thing. Like, it's very difficult to get your hands on guns, and you probably don't want to make a lot of noise, depending on the lore of the zombies. So bows and arrows are a strong skill set to have if you can get your hands on the bows and arrows. I don't feel like I would be lucky enough to get my hands on bows and arrows. I'm bringing Yuno because...
perhaps Yunho can get me maybe the bows Yuno and arrows.
Maybe Yuno can, because he can do anything. But Yuno is here to get to reach the tall things for me, because I am not tall.
I also need that.
Jongwoo is here for power. Also, I feel like he is very independent, except for bugs, but I am not afraid of bugs, like, at all. I will punch a roach directly square in the face if I have to. So I feel like that would make me feel useful to the squad, and that I would be able to protect Jongwoo specifically from bugs, not from anything else, just from bugs. And then Yuno would be able to, like, lead us to victory. So that is my solid plan.
I think it's a really good plan. Yuno... that often I can't look at Jungho directly. And I feel like that would be a hindrance to me in the zombie apocalypse if one of the people on my team I am unable to look at because he's so beautiful and wonderful that I just want to fall onto the ground and weep. So I can't.
Right.
He can't come. He just can't. I could use him. I need his strength. But he just can't come.
It's a risk I am willing to take.
He's going to have... And I do think he can survive on his own. So in he doesn't need me at all. I'm not bringing anything for Jungho. I am scared of bugs. He should go to your team. So he doesn't need to come with me. I am tentatively making my team for today, Yunho and Yosong. I don't know why Yosong, but... I feel like Yosong is so, like, hardworking and, like, willing to do the hard thing and, like, the tough thing, and also willing to be there for me to, like, motivate me to do the hard and tough thing. I think I might need Yosong, because I, too, like San, would be like, well, everyone else is a zombie. Maybe we should just give up. Maybe we should call it a day. So I think Yunho and Yosong are for me. That's who I'm going with. That had nothing to do with anything. I'm sorry.
We hope you enjoyed this teaser, and will be back with us this Wednesday and every Wednesday when we drop new episodes. If you enjoyed, please follow or subscribe to the podcast. You can connect with us at oldontini@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter @HolaChatPodcast, or read more from our blog at ontini.com. We'll see you soon. Be the light.